Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Intelligent Investor's Mistakes by Balaji Kassal is a contemporary investing book that uses Warren Buffett as its central case study. But with a distinctive angle, it focuses on missteps, regrets, and avoidable errors rather than on the usual highlight reel of wins. Framed as 38 story-based episodes drawn from Buffett's long investing career, the book aims to translate real decisions into practical lessons for individual investors. Instead of presenting a purely theoretical model of value investing, it emphasizes how judgment can fail in everyday conditions such as market stress, uncertainty, overconfidence, and hesitation. The stated purpose is to help readers build enduring wealth by sharpening risk awareness, improving decision processes, and learning to recognize costly mistakes early. The storytelling format is designed to keep the material accessible and actionable, while repeatedly tying each episode back to broader themes such as capital allocation, valuation discipline, emotional control, and opportunity cost. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning by inversion, extracting rules from mistakes. A central idea of the book is that studying failure can be as instructive as studying success, especially when the subject is an investor widely regarded as exemplary. By organizing lessons around Buffett-related misjudgments and regrets, the book encourages an inversion mindset, identify what can go wrong. Then design habits that reduce the probability and impact of those outcomes. This approach is practical for readers because it turns abstract investing principles into decision checkpoints. Instead of simply saying value investing requires patience, the story-driven format highlights how impatience over certainty or a narrow framing of risk can lead to poor entries, missed exits, or positions that do not fit the investor's circle of competence. The repeated takeaway is not that even great investors are doomed to err, but that errors are predictable in type. Readers are guided to look for recurring patterns, such as overpaying for quality, underestimating structural industry change, or failing to act when conviction exists. The result is a more usable mental checklist: avoid preventable errors, manage the rest, and keep the process resilient across market cycles. Secondly, emotional biases and the discipline to act. The book highlights that many investing mistakes are not failures of intelligence, but failures of temperament. Using Buffett-oriented stories, it points to how emotional biases can distort both analysis and timing, particularly during volatile periods or when an opportunity challenges prior beliefs. A recurring theme is the danger of hesitation and procrastination when evidence is strong, sometimes described in Buffett and Berkshire lore as the tendency to delay decisions for too long. This matters because indecision has a cost, the missed compounding that comes from acting early on, a durable advantage. The book also connects emotional discipline to risk control. Investors can talk themselves into action during euphoric markets and talk themselves out of action during panics, producing the classic pattern of buying high and selling low, or never buying at all. By framing these behaviors as mistakes rather than mysteries, the book positions emotional control as a skill that can be trained. The practical guidance implied by the stories is to formalize decision triggers, document the reasons for buying, and pre-commit to what evidence would change a thesis. That structure reduces the influence of fear, regret, and social pressure on long-term investing outcomes. Thirdly, capital allocation, the hidden driver of long-term results. A major topic running through the book is capital allocation, which is central to Buffett's legacy and to Berkshire Hathaway's evolution. The stories emphasize that wealth building is not only about selecting good businesses, but also about continuously placing capital where it has the highest risk-adjusted long-term return. Mistakes in capital allocation can include deploying money too conservatively when exceptional opportunities exist, holding cash without a clear rationale, or failing to reevaluate legacy positions when better uses for capital appear. The book also draws attention to the distinction between errors of commission and errors of omission. An investor can lose money by buying something that declines, but can also lose years of compounding by not acting on strong opportunities. In Buffett-focused discussions, this often shows up as later regret about not investing earlier in certain high-quality businesses that went on to dominate their markets. By using stories rather than formulas, the book makes the lesson intuitive: your opportunity set is always changing, and the cost of a decision includes the next best alternative you could have funded. Readers come away with a process-oriented perspective, evaluate opportunities side by side, consider downside and resilience, and treat cash, buybacks, and new investments as competing claims on capital. Fourthly, risk management beyond volatility, permanent loss, and business reality. The book frames risk in a Buffett consistent way. Risk is not day-to-day price movement, but the chance of permanent capital loss and the failure of an investment thesis. Through the mistake-centered stories, It encourages readers to look past market noise and focus on business fundamentals, incentives, and durability. Poor outcomes often arise when investors misread a company's economics, underestimate competitive pressure, or assume that a past advantage will persist indefinitely. Another theme is the danger of stretching for returns by relaxing standards on quality or valuation, especially when markets reward speculation. The stories aim to demonstrate that risk management is inseparable from decision quality. Buying a wonderful business at an unreasonable price can still be risky, while buying a misunderstood business without a margin of safety can magnify downside. The book also stresses that concentration versus diversification is not a moral choice, but a risk choice. Concentration can help when conviction and understanding are high, but it can be destructive when conviction is borrowed from reputation or narrative. The practical lesson is to define what you must be right about, size positions accordingly, and continuously test whether the original reasons for ownership remain intact. Lastly, valuation, process, and the cost of being almost right. Or another important topic is how valuation discipline and repeatable process protect investors from subtle mistakes that look reasonable in the moment. The book's story approach underscores that many errors are not dramatic blowups but small process, failures paying slightly too much, relying on a single optimistic scenario, or treating a high-quality company as automatically a good investment regardless of price. These missteps can produce mediocre long-term returns even when the business performs well. The book also connects valuation to behavior. When investors anchor to past prices, compare to market sentiment, or chase recent performance, they can lose sight of intrinsic value and expected return. In that context, the stories function as reminders that patience is not passive, it is selective. Waiting for a price that offers a margin of safety is part of risk management and part of maximizing compounding. The process emphasis is also meant to help readers handle uncertainty without freezing. Documenting assumptions, defining required returns, and specifying what would invalidate a thesis turns valuation into a living tool rather than a one-time calculation. The underlying message is that being almost right can still be costly in markets, and a disciplined framework helps convert good analysis into good outcomes. In conclusion, The Intelligent Investor's Mistakes is best suited for readers who already know the broad outlines of Buffett-style investing and want a more behavior-focused, decision-level perspective on how real-world outcomes are shaped. Individual investors, long-term savers, and value investing learners can benefit most, especially those who prefer story-driven learning to textbook-style finance. The practical value lies in how the book reframes mistakes as recurring categories: hesitation, misjudged risk, valuation slippage, and capital allocation errors. That lens helps readers build personal guardrails, such as clearer buy criteria, explicit downside thinking, and a habit of comparing every investment to alternative uses of capital. It can also be useful for readers who feel intimidated by Buffett's success, because focusing on mistakes makes the lessons feel attainable and process-oriented rather than legendary. Compared with many Buffett books that celebrate winning picks or summarize annual letter principles, this title differentiates itself by emphasizing what not to do and how costly opportunity costs can be by concentrating on errors. It encourages intellectual humility without pessimism, and it makes the case that enduring wealth is built less by occasional brilliance than by avoiding preventable repeated misjudgments over decades of compounding. If you would like to support Balaji Kasal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.